Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Viewing the greatest victory of all time, with one voice they cried out, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us." Luke 23:18. At first glance, it appears the raucous shouts of a bloodthirsty crowd caused Pilate to send Jesus to his death. But in fact, an unseen higher will was at work in and through the human actors in this moving drama. Alexander McLaren shares this fascinating sketch of the criminal Barabbas. Walk with Alexander McLaren, a Scottish-born pastor of a church in Manchester, England, in the 1800s. This coarse desperado was the people's favorite because he embodied their notions and aspirations and had been bold enough to do what every one of them would have done if he had dared. He had headed one of the many small riots against Rome. There had been bloodshed in which he had himself taken part. Jesus had taught what the people did not care to hear, given blessings which even the recipients soon forgot, and lived a life whose beauty of holiness rebuked the common life of all. What chance did truth, kindness, and purity have against the sort of bravery that slashes with a sword and is not elevated above the mob by beauty of thought or character? Even now, after 19 centuries, are the popular heroes of Christian nations saints or teachers or humanitarians whose Christ-likeness is the thing venerated? The vote for Barabbas and against Jesus is an instructive commentary on human nature. Today's New Testament reading is Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25.
Luke 23. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests in the crowd, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted, "He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee and has come all the way here." On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform a sign of some sort. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him, dressing him in an elegant robe. They sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him." But the whole crowd shouted, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us!" Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again. But they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore I will have him punished and then release him." But with loud shouts they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will.
Popularity is often a fleeting illusion. Today's bestsellers soon sit on the shelf unnoticed. Superstars endure only for a few brief seasons. Society exalts winners and ignores losers. The world saw only a pitiful loss when Jesus went to the cross. In fact, they were viewing the greatest victory of all time. When you think about it, who would remember Barabbas today if Jesus had not died and been raised? Better to be condemned with Jesus than accepted with Barabbas, wouldn't you agree?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.